Love, wake up. Wake up. Shh. Stay quiet. It seems that there's someone outside. Someone I don't recognize. It's all right. The guards are dealing with it. But I need you awake and alert. If it comes to it for any reason, you'll need to sneak out. I'd rather it not come to that, of course. I chose this place for us because of how isolated it is. But I suppose the downside is that if there's anyone else out there, it would be difficult for you to get away without being seen. But better than the two of us being caught in bed together. It shouldn't have to be this way. I'm the queen, for goodness sake. To think that I would have to sneak around this way just because of a few dissidents. It's absolutely absurd. But of course, what's worse is that you have to be caught up in all of it. There are times where I wonder if it would be better for me to just send you away so you don't have to. Shh. No, of course. I would never really do that. I just hate the thought that you can't have a normal relationship because of all of this. It's just not fair for either of us. To be completely honest, at this point I'd almost consider surrendering the crown if I thought these scoundrels who were trying to oust me from the throne would be any good. But they only want power. They have no interest in protecting the people. But then, who am I to talk about protecting the people? I'm putting everything at risk because of my personal feelings. Oh, my love. I didn't mean to imply that I regret being with you. I would never think that. It's just all so much more complicated than it ought to be. Scoot a little closer, my love. I want to hold you. Oh dear. No, it's all right. Everything is going to be all right. That coded knock just meant that the guards are executing a contingency plan. I don't know exactly why they found it necessary, but I've employed body doubles for us. They look similar enough to be mistaken as us from far away, but they look very different up close. The idea is that if anyone important ever shows up here claiming to have seen either of us, the doubles will speak with them and make them think they mistook the doubles for us. Of course, that means someone traced us back to here. I was expecting something like that to happen eventually, but just not so soon. Shh, it's okay. I've been very careful about all this. They'll probably try to demand entry, but there's nothing they can actually do. They wouldn't dare claim that they suspect the queen as a secret lover. If they couldn't immediately prove they were right, they'd be discredited, and hardly anyone would believe them from that point forward. What is it, love? A stranger. And what do you mean he took interest in you? When did this happen? Oh, my love. If a stranger starts questioning you after you get out of the carriage coming from the safe house, then that's a serious matter. You should have mentioned this to me the moment you saw me again. Oh, I suppose that's fair. When you arrived yesterday, I did sweep you off your feet and I started kissing you all over. And then, well, you were very distracted for the rest of the day, shall we say? I suppose I didn't give you much of a chance for such talk. To tell you the truth, I was more prepared for eyes on me than on you. They must have found this place by following the carriage back after you got out. I'll have to come up with an excuse for why you were on it. Maybe claim that the carriage driver simply saw you on the road and gave you a ride. Oh, so that's what you told them. That's my clever mage. Well, after this, they'll have no choice but to accept that answer then. But we'll need to be more careful about how you leave from now on. Perhaps we'll start having you switch carriages partway through. Of course, we'll have to vary when and where you switch. Did you hear that? Exactly. The talking outside stopped. Perhaps I'll just take a careful peek. Oh. The snooper is gone. It looks like they were successfully rebutted. It makes me wonder what the dissidents are planning exactly. I haven't been able to figure out exactly how much they know. Clearly they have some idea that I'm sneaking around with someone, but it's hard to say whether they're certain of it or just pursuing a hunch. I wish we could just be rid of them. My spies have had very little success rooting them out. Part of me worries that there's a mole, but if my spies were compromised, then I would expect that they would have already ousted us. And there must be some other reason they're so difficult to find. Oh, but listen to me worrying. All that this incident proves is that we need to cherish our time together even more. I love you so much. You really do mean the world to me, my love. It's funny. Many people say they want their lover to make them feel like royalty. But what I love about you is that you make me feel like a woman. When I'm with you, I don't feel so separated. Being a queen can be so lonely sometimes. Everyone treats me like I'm somehow above everything. Like I'm a completely different kind of being. One without all the foibles and cravings of an ordinary human. I appreciate their respect, but it puts so much pressure on me. But you, when I'm with you, I can just be human. I can laugh and cry, and I can love. What's wrong, dear? You're being very quiet. Oh, don't worry about that. It's not your fault that you were suspected. It was bound to happen eventually, and I was more than prepared for it. If anything, I'm proud of how quick-thinking you were to deny any connection to the carriage's destination. Some would have just said the carriage came from somewhere else, which wouldn't have helped if it were followed. You did well. You don't need to feel so much pressure to keep up our secret. We do want to keep it a secret, of course. But that mostly falls on me. I'm the one with all the resources to keep us hidden, after all. A new spell? Well, of course, my love. I would be delighted to see it. My love, you look absolutely entirely different. Is that an illusion? I've seen you cast illusions before, but they never looked so lifelike. Why, this is perfect. If you can do this, then it will become practically impossible for us to be caught. Why didn't you mention it before? Oh, you adorable, silly thing. You need to put such thoughts out of your mind. There's not a single aspect of you that isn't good enough. Your magic is fit for my royal court. And you are fit for me. You're abundantly gifted, and you don't do yourself any favors by denying it. This is going to change a lot of my plans. I suppose we should still try to avoid needing your spell in the first place. You've mentioned some of the weaknesses magic can have, but overall, we probably don't need to be quite so cautious. Why, we could actually go out in public together. Oh, I would love to just go dancing with you. We have the ballroom here, of course, but it's so much better when there are other people around. But let's worry about planning for the future another time. It's still early, and I'd rather cuddle in bed with you. Just think, someday we won't even need a spell in order to be out in public. I can just picture you sitting next to me in the throne room, or riding with me in my litter. When the time comes, I want everyone to know that you're mine. I want them to see you as more than just a traveling entertainer, albeit a talented one who performs for royalty. Perhaps it's good that we've had this time where we had to meet in secret, though. I've always been used to getting everything that I want, and even though I have you, I haven't been able to have you in the way that I want. In a way where everyone can see us. It's taught me that even when I don't get everything I want, I can still be so perfectly happy. And really, it's kind of fun sneaking around. I could do without the high stakes, but otherwise, it's almost like a game. A game with you as the prize. And what a prize you are. I love you ever so much, my dearest. Now, come here.